You're listening to Ring 2A Podcast, May 19, 2006. Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Sage. And this week we only had 2 days of school
because we had lots of flooding here. Lots of roads were closed and lots of houses were flooded.
Some of the kids in our class had stories about their houses and other things too.
So here it is.
I'm Chris with a special report. May 21st to May 23rd was total flood devastation in southern Maine. There were floods in basements. They had to use a sump pump in people's basements to take all the water out. 500 people had to evacuate from their houses. This has been some of the worst floods since the 1930s. The places the water hit was York, Ogunquit, Wells, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and a lot more. We got over 2 feet of water in Wells. A lot of the people that didn't get damaged went to help others. A lot of cars on the highway had to go on one lane because of the water. The money needed to fix this in Wells is over $2 million. But then, finally, the sun started shining and the water went down. Tune in next week for Chris's current events. Bye.
I'm Mrs. Lazara. I teach fourth grade, and this is my storm story. Is that good? Okay. On Friday night when the rain started, we just watched it, and we weren't having any problems at all. On Saturday, when it really started to pour, we went down into the basement, and we have a sump hole with a pump in it to help take the water out if it starts to build up. And it was working very nicely until Saturday night. Saturday night, we had almost 9 or 10 inches of rain by that time, and the hole was filling up, and even though the pump was going and going and going, it wasn't keeping the water down. So Mr. Lazara and I took a wet vac. Do you know what a wet vac and a dry vac is? And we put the nozzle down into the water and turned it on, and it sucked up 16 gallons of water in 30 seconds. And then we emptied it out, and we stuck it back in, and it sucked up 16 more gallons in 30 seconds, and we dumped it out. We did that all night long. So we figured we did that once a minute, every hour, for 9 hours. And we tried to figure out how many gallons of water that was, and we lost count after 1,000. We didn't know how many more gallons it was. We did that all Saturday night into Sunday morning. We drank lots and lots of coffee. And then Sunday, we took turns sleeping. Mr. Lazara would sleep for an hour, and I would watch the pump. And then I would sleep for an hour, and he would watch the pump. We did that all day Mother's Day. What? And then Sunday night, we started all over again for 4 more hours. But we kept all the water out of our house. That's my story.
That was really nice.
We worked hard.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm here to tell you, I'm one of the kids that's going to tell you about one of the flood stories in May 2006. In my aunt's basement, there was a flood, and the flood sort of started cracking the floor. And then the water started getting hot, and then it started getting really red. And then after that, it started getting white, and then it started bursting up like a little, like a volcano. Any questions, Cassidy?
Did the floor, was there a hole in the floor afterwards?
A big one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Courtney?
Did your grandmother tell you if anything, like, hard?
You mean my aunt?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't tell me it, but I saw it for myself.
Hi, I'm Bailey, and here's my story. Well, we were at my cousin's graduation. We came back, and we have two fields, and one of them was all water. It was all full of water. And then when we went back, we noticed the basement door was open, and so we went inside, and it was really, like, all flooded, all in it. But we had a lot of things in there, so my dad didn't want to get electrocuted. And it was pouring rain, and so we had to go out there. And me and my brother went out to the yard, and we went to see how deep the water was in the yard. And it had touched our knees, and we were walking around in there. And then when we went back, our dad was out there for a long, long time, and we were worried, and he didn't come back until, like, late that night, so we wondered what happened. So I ran outside yelling, and he wouldn't answer. That's because he was trying to pump it all out, and he couldn't touch the water, though, because it might have electrocuted him, because there was a lot of, that's where, like, the tubes were and everything. Haley?
How long did it happen?
How long?
Yeah.
Well, it happened for, like, maybe 2 or 3 days because, well, I don't know, because we had just got back and we just realized it. Courtney?
Well, what did you do for, like, were you really, really worried just sitting there for, like, the hours that he was out there?
Yeah, because I was sitting there. He said that he'd be outside, and then my mom's like, "What if you get electrocuted?" He said, "Well, I'll try not to touch the water or go in it." And he told us that we couldn't go in the water, so in the basement. So then he told us to go inside, so we went inside. And then after that, we went outside to see the yard. But when we went back in there, he was still there. And he was there for, like, a long, long time. And then finally I went outside and started yelling. But he didn't hear me, so I went inside, and then finally he came out inside the door.
Hi, I'm Mary, and this is my storm story from 208. On Sunday we were trying to get to church, so we went on Zach's road, and the bridge was really, it was broken apart. You could hardly tell it was a bridge, it was just broken. And then it took 4 tries, but on the 4th try we finally got there. And then after church we went to Autumn Farms. We didn't go in it. We just went past it, and then we went to the bridge nearby it, and there were these two people, and their house was across the bridge, and they had the bridge blocked off because they didn't want people to fall in if it fell in. So they were watching the water on one side of the bridge, and their house was on the other. So they walk across the bridge, except their basement door, and they slept in the basement. Their bedroom was in the basement. And their basement door was ripped off, but they had another basement door. They had two basement doors, so they probably got out safe. I'm not sure. Hi, I'm Cassidy, and I'm going to be telling you about my 06 story. And I had to go to the urgent care because I had strep throat. And then when we came home, we had to go. There was one way we could get home because all the other ways were flooded, and we couldn't because the roads were blocked off. And it was almost over the bridge, all the water. And we went into our house, and the basement was all flooded, and we had to vacuum that all out with this special thing. And then when we went inside, we saw outside, and since we have, like, a sewer thing, when the water gets on top of that, my mom said we had to go to a hotel because the water, when you turn on the water or flush the toilet, it wouldn't go. And so that happened, and we couldn't go to a hotel because all the roads were blocked off. And so we had to stay in our house, and we tried to, like, go outside and get the water off. And it finally went off by itself on Wednesday because of the sunshine. Yeah, Bailey?
How could you, like, not go to the bathroom until Wednesday?
Well, you could go to the bathroom, but you couldn't flush it because it wouldn't go down.
Something like kind of happened like that to me. Our neighbor called us and said that that no one can flush the toilets because something was wrong with it, and they wouldn't have someone come and fix it till late at night, so we couldn't go to the bathroom. It was right in front of their house, so they didn't want
things you really take for granted, huh?
Bathroom.
Yeah. Important.
And the drain would go down. When you turned on the water wouldn't go down through the drain.
It's like having no power cable.
My name's Mark, and I'm here to tell you about my roads closing story. Well, I live right near the ocean, so a whole bunch of roads, because of the storm, the weather was all bad, and it made, like, all the waves come over and this wall, and a whole bunch of seaweed, like, piled up, and they, and right ahead of it, I think, I'm pretty sure they closed one of the roads off, because the water kept coming over. And the seaweed that we saw when we drove by it was almost like a foot high because the waves were kept bringing it up with them and knocking it over.
Was there like a ton of seaweed on the road?
Yeah, it was all on the road, and it was like this big. And luckily it was only on like the sides of the road, but there still was like that much in the road. And we had to drive on it and go down another road to get around. And we hit the seaweed, and it actually splattered up on our door a little bit. That's how high it was.
Hi, my name is Sage, and I have a bridge story. And, a couple miles from our house, there's this bridge, and, like, it all collapsed because of all the rain, and there were all these tubes, like, really big tubes under it that went, like, under the bridge, and all those were, like, way pushed out to, like, the other side, and the, the thing on the side, I forget what it was, like, that was just hanging there, and they had to block it off so nobody would go there, but it was, like, really big, and there was so much water by our house, because we have a river at the end of our road, our driveway, and the rocks under it, they washed away, and so the road was just, like, hanging there, and then, like, a couple of days ago, it collapsed, and then we have a pond, and that was up really high. Any questions? Haley?
Did it collapse with, like, you couldn't get by?
Well, no, only the side did.
That would be good because you couldn't get out.
Yeah. Although by the bridge you couldn't drive because...
You had to walk?
No, you couldn't even walk over because the bridge collapsed.
Hi. My name's Emma. I have a... Well, here it is. Have you ever been to the Wells Ball Field? There's a few fields there. If you go up the road that's next to it and turn right and go down that road a little, there's an area where the road was flooded over. It's a river, and it came over a lot. In that area, there's a building that... In that area, it was really flooded. It was about 2 feet high, and there was this car that was being pushed around, and a dumpster, too. And also, next to that area, it was all washed away, and a guard railing was pushed over.
I'm Zach, and I have a story about a flooded road in York. When I was going to York, where my dad's work is, there was a road that was flooded off for, like, probably like half a mile. The road was totally covered in water, and you could barely drive over it. And I thought that it was really, like, crazy that the road wasn't closed off yet, because there was so much water, it almost stopped our car. And I saw this other car at the end of someone's driveway, and the water was, like, halfway up the car. So whoever owns the car couldn't drive it because it was totally covered. Questions? Chris?
So the car was sort of like one of those cars that doesn't go up high off the ground?
No, it was a truck, and it was like up to the water was like up to the window.
Trucks go pretty high.
Mark?
Did, like, any water, like, get inside of the truck?
I don't think so, but it might have.
I would have thought that it broke the window.
My name is Haley, and I'm going to tell you my story. There's a river along our house, and my dad said we should, like, follow it to see where it goes. And so we were following it for a while, and then there was a house, so my dad wanted to cross it just in case. And so he picked up my younger sister first, and first it wasn't that deep, but then it went up to his waist, and so she wanted to go back, so we had to bring her back, but then we went back out, and he kept trying to figure out different ways to cross it, but we never got across. So we had to go back to the house and go out around the road to cross it and get across.
Why did your dad want to get across?
Well, he thought he saw, like, a dog, so he just wanted to make us safe. And so that's why he wanted to do it.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and this is my story. Well, my mom and dad were watching the news, and they saw all the flooding, and so they wanted to go for a walk in the woods, see how our rivers were doing, because we have a river out front in our woods, and then we have a stream in the back. And when we went in the backwoods, the stream was, like, really deep, and we have this big rock, and it's, like, really high. It's maybe 3 feet high, and that was, like, partway underwater, and all around that area was all flooded, and we couldn't go there. And what was usually land was underwater and like half a foot of water. And then we went into the front and it was like really deep and it was going really fast. And then we got out onto our road and the road would, well, it was kind of, it was rushing a lot, and then the next day we drove by there and the road, part of the road had collapsed. So my mom kept saying it's a good thing we weren't there when it collapsed. Any questions? Chris?
You mean the road sort of sunk into the ground?
No, it was right next to a river, and part of the road just kind of fell off.
Hi, I'm Courtney, and this is my flood story. Well, I had a flood in my basement, and, well, we were cleaning everything out of the toy closet, and, like, the next day, we went over to my friend's house, and we found a dead skunk in their stream, like right across their house, and then like a few days later, we could like smell, like it smelled like raw fish, and it was actually the skunk because we buried it somewhere near there.
He must have sprayed.
Oh, it was dead, so.
It was dead.
Yeah, but when it dies, it lets out everything, so.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you, Dougie.
So now it all started Saturday night, and the rain started coming into my house because my sump pump wouldn't work. So we had to go out and buy two new sump pumps and dehumidifiers, and we started to vacuum up all my rugs because it happened in my basement, where my kids have their bedrooms, where we have our television, our computer, my laundry room, and everything. And every time you stepped on my rugs, the water would come up and over your feet. So we had to get a shop vac and just keep sucking up all the water that we could. But the water is coming in way too fast, and I couldn't keep up. So I basically gave up. And I'm going to be taking all the rugs out and redoing the whole basement. Because there's so much rainwater coming in. But a lot of people were worse off than me, so I'm not going to complain too much, because somebody had feet of water. I had probably about 2 feet of water total in my basement, but some people have 6 feet of water, and things are floating in their basements. So I wasn't that bad, but I got a lot of water.
That's what happened to my aunt when she lived here in Maine. Well, not Maine, like in Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know the rain that they had a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Her basement, because she lived way down, not like way down, but she didn't live on a hill like some other houses, so her basement got so filled up.
Did it really?
Also, she left the door open. So
oh,
that's, really
that's not good.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. It wouldn't be like to fill your basement up. I think she just left the door open too long.
No, my basement, which is not part of the family room or anything, but that filled up with a lot of water, and I had to quick basket pots and pans and just kept throwing it outside, hoping that the rain would stop. So I'm glad to see the sun.
Excuse me for asking, but wouldn't it just kind of come back in if you're pushing the water outside, then it would just come back in?
Well, what I did was I was carrying it far enough down the driveway on the pavement, so it wasn't in my lawn. So that's a very good question, because we did have the hose in the wrong spot at one point, so the water was just coming back in, so we had to make sure the hose was way down the driveway the next time we put it outside. So got a lot of water. I'm glad it's not raining anymore. And I like the sun.
Yeah,
you too.
Now I'm happy that it's hot, but at least the plants are green.
Yes, yes, and my grass is very tall now. So now I have to wait for it to really dry out so we can go out and mow it. Or I'm going to have to buy some goats or something because it's really high.
Yeah, except this is a problem. A lot of tour houses, they experienced a lot of the bad weather. Like, I live on Greek Island, and I saw a lot of the houses, and because I live across from them. And I think a lot of them are probably wrecked. If they have a basement, then they're probably wrecked.
Really? Yeah. Well, did they have their sump pumps on? Or?
They don't have sump pumps. They're rental houses.
They're rental houses, so the people don't even know that they got wet yet. Nope. See, those are the people I feel bad
Except
for.
Except for the people across the street. We have a red house across the street. Mm-hmm. And I think they're aware of it. Otherwise, they left. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But there's people living there. I'm not sure if they left.
Well, maybe when they come back, you can help them.
Ask Mr. F. Mr. S. I said Mr. F. if he can get rid of all our cut when I'm done. Sorry for him.
That's okay. All right. So, well, thank you for interviewing me about my flood situation.
Did you know that there's going to be a lot and lot of tourists around here now?
Yes, there are, because they all want
to see. Since it's so close to the summer. Except I think they're going to have a pretty rough summer.
You think so?
If their houses build up. Mm-hmm. Like on Drake's Island, there's this house down the street, and it's pretty, I think it's pretty filled up with water because it's got green windows, then this deck,
mm-hmm.
and then it's this door. They don't have another door. It's like they have a deck with green windows. That's it. They don't have a front door.
Oh my goodness.
They just have a screen door, screen windows, and a deck.
Oh my.
And it leads into the house.
Ooh. Did you get any water in your house?
Okay.
No.
Lucky
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just, it's, it's damp.
Well,
just
the main thing is no one got hurt.
Yeah.
And it's just water, and I can replace the rugs.
Tell that to my brother.
Okay.
He keeps hitting his head on the his car door. He kept hitting his head on the car door because of the rain. He was trying to stick his feet out first, and he would always hit his head on it. That way his head doesn't get too wet.
Oh, well, in the rain you can't help but get wet.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Right. He would run to the door.
Oh, boy.
So, because he definitely didn't want to get wet, so he'd stick his body out. Oh. He would always hit his head on the door. So you got to tell that to my brother.
Oh. Weren't those interesting stories? If you have any stories about flooding in 2006, email us at room28podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear your stories and what you thought of our stories too.
Bye.
Bye.